Longtime Jackson, Wyoming residents Ann and Pete Sibley moved to Monterey, California in 2011 to continue their careers as a married folk duo. I recently had the chance to speak with Ann and Pete to discuss their lives in Wyoming and abroad, as well as to discuss their most recent album, Extraordinary Life.
Yeah, so our new album came about. It was a kind of a collection of the songs. Our main songwriter is Ann. She has the wonderful ability to kind of take lyrics and marry them to a really beautiful tune. And then where I come in the songwriting process is then add some other instrumentation, work up the harmonies, and some of the, we start doing the arranging together. So this album was no different in that sense. But what was exciting about this one is we went back and we pulled out a couple songs that Ann had been working on over the years and brought those forward and kind of reworked them a little bit. And so that's one of the fun things that happened on this album. And the other thing was there are songs that were really inspired by our leaving Jackson in Wyoming and doing a year of travel and kind of that what came up while we were out on the road. And so there's a lot of songs in there that kind of speak to that. You know, one tune in particular was called Chasing a Miracle. And Ann, you know, wrote this beautiful song about, you know, what does that feel like to really be vulnerable, kind of going after what you're really passionate about. And it was exciting on this particular album to take that type of really, you know, song that's speaking about a vulnerable place in the heart, but then invite some other musicians in. And we're really proud of how it came out in the end.
Chasing a miracle, what could suspend my disbelief and bring it to an end? I'm all through trying, holding all of this grief. I wanna be free. No one hears me crying, all alone late at night. I can't find tomorrow, I get stuck in tonight. The stars aren't shining, as dark as this room. I'm losing my memory, forgetting what I believe. Chasing a miracle all of my life, waiting for something better to arrive. A message,
Ann and Pete lived in Wyoming for over 12 years before they decided to sell most of their belongings and travel the country. This nomadic period had a profound effect on both their lives and music.
You know, it's pretty amazing how we made our way from Jackson Hole out here to California. It was not a straight route. It ended up being over a year of living out on the road. We had sold our place in Jackson and we headed out on tour with our two kids and really on the adventure of a lifetime, not knowing exactly where home was going to be next. We just couldn't really fathom where we could find a place that would match the beauty and the community of Jackson. And it was really amazing. After a year, one of the places that we traveled to was the Monterey Peninsula in the Carmel Valley area for a concert. And we just completely fell in love with it here. There was a song on the new album called Here With You. And it came to me at 5 a.m. in the morning. It's like it just knocked on the door and woke me up out of bed. And I'm so glad that I got up and listened to it. And it was just this beautiful time. Like, we, you know, we've been through a lot. It wasn't an easy year out on the road, you know, even just between Pete and I. And that this song, Here With You, came as this love song at this time where I just all of a sudden realized this really deep love that we have for each other and in our relationship. And I was just so excited that a love song was coming out.
I would gladly give away my things diamond ring, my guitar strings, trade them for a lifetime here with you. And if I knew the earth was made of steel, I'd throw away the rotten deals, curl up in the blankets next to you. Here with you, I'm in harmony, and there's no better place, no brighter point of view.
Anne had the chance to explain some of the main themes and events involved in the writing process of Extraordinary Life, in particular the track Mother's Daughter.
You know, I wrote Mother's Daughter when I was pregnant with our son Sam. So our daughter Leah was already born, but I was pregnant, and we were actually back on the East Coast visiting Pete's family, who I had been very close with since meeting as teenagers. And his grandmother was almost 100, but she was dying. And it was just such a poignant time for me to realize that I have this new life in me, and then seeing that this other life and this light was going to pass on. I just all of a sudden really kind of felt in my bones that connection that we all have with each other.
I am my mother's daughter. Blood will flow like water down a mountain stream and all through me. We are all connected even when we forget it. Birth and death come round ground in me. Oh, I won't hide, these wings must fly, carry me over all I wanna see. My dreams could fill the ocean, setting something old in motion. Waves come crashing in, must I choose? They're a wrong direction.
Anne and Pete have lived a number of places, but their time spent in Wyoming has specifically had a permanent impact on their lives, the lives of their children, and their career as a folk duo.
You know, we were out on the road and traveled around the country for a year and felt like we really kind of stretched ourselves and tried something, you know, just kind of off the wall by essentially living out of our vehicle for a year, and it felt like we hadn't done that big of a stretch with our music. We had kind of continued to play it in, you know, what was our really strong suit, which was being a duo, and it felt like it was time to bring these songs out and flesh them out a little bit more with some other instruments. So found this incredible musician in Santa Cruz, California, at a beautiful studio in the Redwoods. And we told him our idea, and he, the very first day we showed up, we had a bass player and a drummer there waiting, and it was really, you know, musical love at first sight. We just felt like it just clicked, and a lot of what we ended up using on the album were first or second takes of everybody playing together, which is pretty magical because we had only met, you know, usually that morning, or had only known each other for a little bit, but it felt like there was this musical kinship that happened right off the bat. Been exciting to feel like no matter where we go, we're just I feel like we're influenced by our time that we had in Wyoming. There was something that really opened inside of us, having grown up in New England and then having been accepted and brought into the community in Jackson Hole and a larger Wyoming community as well. You know, the privilege to get to travel and perform it at the Bighorn Mountain Festival, you know, perform down in boy, I think we drove through just about every town in Wyoming, and getting to play music and being accepted, you know, and supported by just the sheer fact that we had said yes to something that we're passionate about. And people really got that in Wyoming. And I think that really gave us the courage, the ability to step forward in a larger way. And we carry that in our hearts for sure, even as it's taken us away from Wyoming. We're still really grateful for that.
Day is ending, the night will come. The more I try, it seems I come undone.
Thank you to Ann and Pete Sibley for taking the time to discuss their new album with WPR. You can buy Extraordinary Life on their website at annandpetesibley.com or visit their Facebook page at facebook.com/annandpetesibley.
Take me where the water will wash right over.